Welcome back, everyone. So if you have been attending the last 2 weeks, I think we're up to week four now, so the last 3 weeks, so you'll remember that we've been studying the sugyas of Suda Shabbos. We discussed Lecha Mishnah, we discussed Suda Shabbos, we discussed Shal Shudis, and it was all in preparation for today. So this is the culmination of all of that, and that is, I promised you we would talk about dieting on Shabbos, that we would talk about whether calories count on Shabbos, and what is the obligation of Suda Shabbos. Obviously, we can only understand the sugya in the backdrop of understanding everything we know now about, is there a requirement to have Lecha Mishnah? Is there a requirement to have Suda Shabbos? What's the nature of Suda Shabbos? So if you were here, you'll understand this, let's say, in 3D color. If you weren't here, then it'll be color, but it might not be 3D. So I guess that's the knas for not coming every week. Okay, this is an article that you have in front of you from Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, in a journal called Or Yisrael, where he writes about Hilchos Shabbos. And towards the end of the article on Hilchos Shabbos, he has a piece on Be'inyan Diet B'Shabbos. Now, I could have gotten all fancy and cut and paste, but he quotes it all here for you. So we're going to learn a tshuva together. Again, is a person allowed to diet on Shabbos? Is a person allowed gluten-free on Shabbos? All of these various topics. Other areas in halacha where it comes up, for example, is on Shabbos. Let's say a person has GI issues, right? They could have upper GI issues, lower GI issues. It's hard for them to eat a lot of food, whether it's gluten, whether it's just stam food. I haven't mentioned the word soldiers yet. Okay, GI. Oh, okay, funny. Haha. Okay. Now, remember, I told you last week that there was a woman who moved into our community who is very bothered by the fact that she's a nutritionist. And she says her one hang-up still on orthodoxy is she just doesn't get how we're so centered on unhealthy eating. It's not chulent. It's you get up, you go to Hashkama Minyan, then you have Kiddush. Then you catch the end of the Kiddush at the 8 o'clock Minyan. Then you catch the end of the Kiddush at the main Minyan. Then you go home and have your lunch, and then you have a Chiyuv of Shal Shudis, and before you know it, you're overweight and obese. Okay, so are you allowed to diet on Shabbos? Bottom of page number one. Ikla liyadi shayal sechuvas or letzion from Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. And in his tshuva, the shayla is as follows. Misha nimna mele'echo ma'acholim harbe l'shem shmiras mishkal daita. Person wants to reduce the amount of food that they eat because they're on a diet. Ha'im mutter lo limana me'achila gam b'Shabbos. Is the person allowed to withhold food from yourself on Shabbos? Now, what would the havamina be? Why wouldn't you be allowed to withhold food from yourself on Shabbos? Well, is there an obligation of simcha on Shabbos? No, onek Shabbos. Onek Shabbos. So tshuva, he writes on the third line, Ein lehimana me'achilas ma'achalim b'Shabbos mitame shmiras mishka v'chadome. Don't worry. Don't withhold food from yourself on Shabbos. V'yesh mizeh mishum bitul onek Shabbos. If you see that piece, first of all, you could end the class right now. If you see the piece of chocolate cake on Shabbos, says the Shal's Chuvas Oral Tzion, you're obligated to eat it. Why? Because the Kiyum of Onik Shabbos. And if you withhold that piece of chocolate cake from you, now you've been Mevatel Onik Shabbos. You have detracted and negated from Onik Shabbos. Many of us want to close the tshuva now and go home. We've heard enough. See, usually it's the chumrah that's first, and I need you to buy time to give me the kula. The kula is right here, right? Eat whatever you want. But what happens if it's a mazik for you, right? Let's say someone who is authentically gluten sensitive, not most people who just think that's a quick way to lose weight, or a diabetic, right? Someone who has a real legitimate concern. Then he, of course, is allowed to withhold food on Shabbos. V'chein, misharagil achol tamid, rak machalim tvim. Machalim tvim here is what? Natural foods. Oh, tzamchonim, which means you are a, right, vegetarian. Rishai linokein gam b'Shabbos. It's mutter to do that on Shabbos. V'einu chayv lechol davka, basar v'dagim. Right, we know, we sing in Zmiros, Basar V'Dagim. He says, you don't really have to eat Basar V'Dagim. If you are vegetarian, if you have certain sensitivities, so no one says you have to eat Basar V'Dagim, but he says, you're not allowed to withhold food. Just because you're on a diet 6 days of the week doesn't give you the right to withhold food from yourself on Shabbos. And if you do, his words, not mine, it is a bittel oneg Shabbos. If you want that piece of cake and you don't eat that piece of cake, you are negating, you are nullifying the sense of simcha, the sense of joy, the sense of oneg that you have on Shabbos, and therefore he says you have to eat that piece of cake. You have to eat that cocoa.
Is oneg Shabbos subjective, though?
Is oneg Shabbos subjective? So we'll have to see. Well done. So you know that answer. Because we've learned a lot over the last 3 weeks. But he'll answer for us. Yeah.
But if you don't eat that piece of flesh, then you're over on oneg Shabbos.
Why? Who says?
Because people serve flesh.
People serve flesh. But let's say I don't want to eat flesh. Let's say my aunt and uncle eat salmon every Friday night. You're going to tell them that they're over on oneg Shabbos for them?
Same thing applies to the cake.
So hold on, let's learn. He says, Uvir Sham, Bishal Sechuvos, Simon Reish, I'm sorry, Bishulchan Aruch, Simon Reish, Pei Ches, Beis, Kasab. Misha Ochel Maziko, we learned this 2 weeks ago. Misha Ochel Maziko, if the food causes you harm, Yachol shalo lechol mishum shezeh oneg Shabbos shalo. Then your oneg Shabbos, right? In other words, if by me eating challah, it's going to cause me to be in the bathroom for the next 3 hours, that's not oneg Shabbos, right? It's mazik me. Venira, he says, shezeh davka misha ochel maziko. That's if the food really caught, right? The word that the Shulchan Aruch uses is maziko, harm. Okay? Aval im ein maziko. But if it's not going to actually cause me a harm. My wife has me on a diet, right? Ain lo lehimanu mitzvos oneg Shabbos mitami macherim. But then I shouldn't withhold myself from oneg Shabbos just because on Tuesday night I overate, so all of a sudden Shabbos should lose out because my wife's hocking me about how much I weigh. V'chayiv lecho pas b'shir kabeitza. He says, also no one tells you that you have to eat an entire loaf of bread. You have to have a kibitza, however we define it. We can discuss that another time, but it's not a lot, right? All you have to have is a beitza of bread. V'yoser mikibitza inu chayv lechol imach bit shalol lechol harbe. Right? No one told you that you have to go back for seconds and thirds and fours. V'yochol machalim acherim. U'misheragel lechol machalim tzamchonim bilvad. Anyone who's a vegetarian, kevin she'enu miskaven li'is anos mibasar v'yayin, y'rishay lasos kein gam b'shabbos. Right? There's nothing unique about Shabbos in that regard. I withhold myself from Basar and Yayin the rest of the week as well. And so it's okay. V'hu adin l'misha'inu mis'aneg b'basar v'yayin she'inu chayim behem. If you're a weirdo like me and you just don't like meat, wine I like a little bit, but if you don't like meat, so then, reshay l'achol ma'chalim acherim. No one said you have to eat meat. No one said you have to drink the wine. But if I want the meat or wine, or let's say I want that piece of cake, and then I specifically say in my head, you know what? I really want that. It looks so good, but I'm trying to count my calories. That, says the Shaul Sechuos, or Letzion, is a problem. Because I'm now withholding, I'm negating, I'm detracting from my sense of oneg Shabbos. What about the Shulchan Aruch that said if something's maziko, you don't have to eat it? He says, yeah. That's if it's mazikyu. But here we're not really talking about something that's mazikyu most of the time. If you decided on Thursday, that every Thursday, I have friends like this, I don't know if you guys are like this. Every time I speak to them, they're on a new diet. Right? Every time. And then they'll like drop 20 pounds, and then by next Thursday, they'll be up 50, and they're back on the newest diet. Right? So just because you decided to start a diet on Thursday, doesn't mean you should withhold it from Shabbos. Now again, obviously, as we'll discuss, if they're legitimate medical concerns, that obviously supersedes everything. And therefore he finishes, Hare, this is him now commenting on the tshuva. He says, Hare shechilek bein misha ochel maziko l'misha ein ha'ochel maziko. He says, you have to differentiate between what's really a danger for a person and what's just, I'm trying to drop 3 pounds that I can get my daughter's wedding and fit into my suit. And if the only reason you're holding yourself back from the food is because of your diet, not because there's a legitimate medical concern or danger, Zot, the Shaul Sechuos Or Letzion, diets are not taken into account on, they're not Shabbos day. Because it detracts your Omeg Shabbos. We don't detract from Omeg Shabbos. And therefore you're not allowed to hold yourself back from that piece of cake if you want it. Again, if you don't want the cake, again, you're a weirdo like me, no one says you have to eat it. What about Vishnu Marta's Navshacha? Correct, in a chinami, right? So again, I think that's where he references there. Oh, no, hold on. Most people, if they maintain a healthy lifestyle 6 days of the week, if they have a cookie on Shabbos, again, diabetic, I'm saying a healthy, normal person, right? The problem is we eat gluttonously 6 days a week, and then all of a sudden come Shabbos, oh, I'm on a diet. That's, I think, what he's talking about here. Yeah, but Shemartas Nafshecha means, yeah, if you exercise 6 days a week and you watch what you eat, okay, then maybe we could talk about on Shabbos. But if you're like most of us, then you can't all of a sudden wake up on Shabbos. Says Rav Rappaport, Aval, Lefi Ani Yazdaiti. You notice I underlined the transitionary words here so that you can kind of catch me. And he disagrees. He says, what are you talking about? Lefi Ani Yazdaiti, according, right, it seems to me, Nir Delab Bim Mazik Ve'Eino Mazik Tali Yamilsa. It shouldn't just be whether it's going to cause you damage or not. Ki Im Ba'Oneg Vitzar. What we're really talking about, right, Oneg, the opposite of Oneg Shabbos isn't Mazik, he says. The opposite of Oneg Shabbos is Tsar. Okay? V'kai malan demisha enum is aneg be'achilaso. If someone's not enjoying what they're eating, v'adarabba, and on the opposite, ha'achila goremes lo tsar, what he eats is causing him tsar, ein sarich lecho b'Shabbos. Then you don't have an obligation to eat it on Shabbos. And now we're going to bring three sources that we saw all of these over the last 3 weeks. Uch mevor b'rambam, demisha hayem is ane tamid patur mishalosh sudos. If a person intermittent fasting, right? If a person regularly fasts, they're patur on shal shudas. Says the Magen Mishnah, shelo amru el onik Shabbos v'lazeh yetzar. This is an onik Shabbos for this person. And we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, demisha is ane b'chol yom v'achil b'Shabbos sar hulo, that someone who fasts every day, and on Shabbos it's painful for him to eat. Mibnei shinoi veset. A veset here means like a fixed time. Let's say intermittent fasting, where you go from, let's say, 8 o'clock the night before until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So by me now eating at 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock, whatever the case might be, so it's going to not be enjoyable for me. Yachol izanos gam b'Shabbos. So you're allowed to fast also on Shabbos. Shemitzvah Suda Shabbos Einu Ela B'Shvil Oneg. The whole purpose of Suda Shabbos is to cause me Oneg, is to cause me joy. And if it's not causing me joy because the whole time I'm feeling guilty and it's negating my diet, whatever, then I don't have to do it. And he says, we saw in Shulchan Aruch as well, Shetov Lizar Lechol Dagim B'Chol Suda, that it's good to eat fish at every meal. Umi Kol Makom Im Husone Dagim. The Shulchan Aruch over there said that if you hate fish, Shein lo mehem oneg el tzar, right? That you don't have to eat it. No, my wife hates fish. There's no halacha that I have to force feed herring down her throat to be mekayim the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. That's not oneg Shabbos for her. Right, it's oneg Shabbos for me, but it's not oneg Shabbos for her, right? So he brings three proofs, a Rambam and two Shulchan Aruchs, that again, it's not oneg versus mazik, it's oneg versus tzar. Tsar, he's clearly using in a much looser definition, right? Which basically means if I don't want it, I don't have to have it. And therefore, if I'm trying to drop 10 pounds to fit into my suit for my daughter's wedding, and if I don't do that, it's going to cause me tsar. L'chora, says a Rappaport, that's not Oneg Shabbos anymore, right? That's not enjoyable for me anymore. That's not enhancing my Shabbos. Next paragraph, he says, Vim Kain, lo mi bai. If a person withholds food from themselves on Shabbos because they want to maintain health, hatzar me'amachala ve'avrak mimashi yare shelo lehaschalos hu yoser tzar me'atzar shelo lecho lehanos me'advarim shenu melecho. If it's going to cause you more pain to eat that piece of cake because you'll feel guilty and you'll know that you worked so hard to get to this weight level and now you're going. He says that's going to cause you just as much tsar as telling yourself that you can't eat the piece of cake, right? So again, he's defining in a relative term. He says, what's causing you more tsar? Is it causing you more tsar to not eat the cake? Or is it causing you more tzar to eat the cake and then feel guilty about it? And if eating the cake is going to make you feel guilty or going to cause shalom bias issue because your wife's going to say, you know, what's wrong with you? That, he says, is more tzar than the alternative of not eating the cake. So he's understanding it fundamentally different from the Or LeZion. He says, "Arei pashat sheyachol imano I don't know what that stands for. I assume some form of food. Velishmor a diet. He says, "Pashat, you're allowed to withhold. You're allowed to maintain your diet. Gam b'Shabbes. Elagam mishenimna machmas yofi aguf. Kevan shesof kol sof haachila goremes lo yoser tzar meoneg shemitam ze bocher uba diet venimna behanas haochel." So he feels fundamentally different than Rav Abba ben Abba Shaul, Nishal's Shuvas Or LeZion, and he feels that it all depends on a cost-benefit analysis. Right? Which one's causing me more tzar? Is it more tzar for me to see the piece of cake and say, I'm not going to have it? Or is it more tzar for me to eat the cake and then feel guilty about it and know my wife's going to yell at me about it and know that I took 3 steps back about it? Or LeZion says, if you want the cake, you got to eat it. That's Oneg Shabbos. Rav Rappaport says, no. It could be that if the alternative is going to cause you more tzar, then you're not obligated to eat it. Now, what about the million-dollar question? We were all taught, and we've been alluding to this for all these years, do calories count on Shabbos? Right? We've all, who's heard that? Just by a show of hands. Calories don't count on Shabbos. We've all heard that wives' tale. So is that true? What's the source of it? So he says here in the next paragraph, Ela she'irani chacham echad. One chacham showed me, De'adayin yesh makom lefakvek bazeh, al pi hayadua. Right, hayadua means, everyone knows. Mi pi svarim, um pi sofrim, shema'chalei Shabbos, eino mazikin lebrius, ve'eino mashminim. You'll never get fat on Shabbos. Eat, sleep, be merry, you're never going to get fat on Shabbos. Maybe 6 days of the week you have to be diet because when you calories in, calories out. It's a very simple calculation. But on Shabbos, it's not calories in, calories out. You can eat as many calories as you want because you're never going to get fat on Shabbos. You have any? So he says that in the footnote. Yeah, he quotes that in the next page on a footnote. But yeah, whether it's the Neshama Yaseiro, whatever the reason is. What's the source of it? He says in the bottom paragraph on page 2. Vine ala kasav in breishes vayivarach lezkim es yom hashvi, that Hashem blessed the 7th day, says the Medrash, Rav Eliezer, b'shem Rav Yossi Omer, mimnei istanisim barchu b'mat amim. Istanis is what?
Finicky
person. Me. Right? Someone who doesn't like food, doesn't like eating, doesn't eat a lot of food. When he eats a lot of food, he does it, right? So, someone who doesn't like a lot of food. So what was the berchu b'Shabbos? Hashem berchu b'matamim. The bracha is that on Shabbos, what? You should be able to enjoy your food. So someone who 6 days in the week doesn't derive pleasure from food, on Shabbos, you should be able to derive pleasure from food. Uvesefer b'nei Yisachar, the b'nei Yisachar says on this, nearly perusho, mishu istnis uvemei achol, eino yachol achol, machalim tzonanim, ochamin, hatmunim, miyom et mola Shabbos, someone who during the week has difficulty eating, uveteva istanu nuso mazikim lo ma'achalim ke'ela b'chol, and because of his istanus, on the weekdays it's hard for him to eat this, b'Shabbos lo yidag azeh. Don't worry about it on Shabbos. Rather, yochlu anavim v'yisba'u. Okay, in other words, even the anavim can eat and v'yisba'u means they'll feel satiated. Dinei berech Hashem is brach, es yom HaShabbos, because Hashem gave a special brach on Shabbos. Sheyeh b'machalim hanitmanim b'shvilo, tam mitamim umadanim. Hashem gave a special school on Shabbos that food should taste good for you. V'ravcha levesume shchiach, exactly, Shabbos spice. If you look on footnote 41, he says that this is what he thinks that the Neshama Yaseira is. Right, the Neshama Seira at the end of Rashi, we talked about the Neshama Seira. Rashi says, "Vayochel v'yishta ve'ein nafsho katzalav," that you could eat and drink, and your body's never going to fill up. You're going to be able to take in more on Shabbos than you do at any other point during the week. Therefore, he says on the second line on the top, V'cheinu l'inyan ma'achali Shabbos. So too it is for food on Shabbos. Hagam shema'achalim ka'ela t'munim miyom etmo ma'zikin l'gup b'yomos achol. Even though during the weekday, this exact same food would cause him pain, kevan sheheim nidmanim l'Shabbos, since it was prepared for Shabbos, shora b'hem abracha. Hashem infused it with a bracha. Sheyumivusamim. V'tamam kimadane malachim aravim lenefesh aravim lenefesh v'leguf. Hashem says that it should have that special spice of Shabbos, right? That special smell, the special taste, and it should be pleasant for your body. Umishu mamin ledivrei chachamim, someone who believes in divrei chachamim, yavchin ze gamkein bechush hanir lein, test it out. B'chol isha Yisraeli afilu achalushi koach, even the weak people, the skinny people. Mashein came hamit fal sami hamifal safim, asher aril v'nafshom lechem sheker, ve'inam aminu l'divrei Shabbos ma'achali Shabbos v'nafshom kmo shar b'nafshom. Right. In other words, if you really believe in divrei chachamim, so part of what we believe in is that calories aren't going to count on Shabbos, and therefore you could eat whatever you want, and you don't have to worry about it. He quotes in the next paragraph from this rabbanit Mara Menucha Rachel Slonim, who was medakdek not to ever throw out food on Shabbos because of the skula, right? Because food on Shabbos is infused with this extra kedusha that Hashem blessed the food of Shabbos that it should be extra good. So she said it should never get thrown out. It will not spoil the same way other food spoils. It'll have a lasting power. V'haraya, I love leftovers. I'm eating leftovers from Shabbos on Thursday night. Right? It's one of the few gifts I gave my wife. I eat leftovers all week. Now the reason, I just like quick food. It's easy. Throw it in the microwave. It's done 3 seconds later. Okay? So number one, he says, don't worry. Don't worry about calories. He quotes here from Sefer Toldos Yismach Yisrael, who has a fascinating historical case. He quotes here, V'Sefer Toldos Yismach Yisrael, writes the following. Kedei li'patir me'ol ha'giyus l'tzava ha'pulani, Hayu bachurim v'avreichim tzamim rabim yamim rabim b'matara l'razot uvekach l'kabel p'tur misibos brios. They wanted to avoid getting drafted into the army, and so they starved themselves, figuring if they can make themselves look weak enough, they'll show up at the army, you know, whatever draft. The guy's going to take one look at them and say, "We don't want you." So what about Shabbos? Right, they're reducing their calories. They're trying to make themselves look pathetically skinny and scrawny, okay? And what about Shabbos? If they eat on Shabbos, isn't that going to undermine their entire efforts? They're going to be drafted into the army. Now, again, you have to remember, drafted into the Polish army, Ira, Tufshin Samach Dalad. What year? 70. Tufshin Samach Dalad. Oh, no, that's, okay, bye. That's what's written, sorry. But we know that at various points in history, being drafted into the Polish army was a death sentence. Right? So this is Mamish Sakanas Nefashos. He says, what? That's when it published, I realize that, yeah. So what did he answer? He answered, Rabbeinu Hayamor Elam, Ki b'Shabbos Kodesh Lo Yisanu. Don't fast on Shabbos. V'af lo yim'atu b'achilasam. You could eat to your heart's desire. V'ayinoeg lomar lahem, and what would he say them? Help me out with the Yiddish. Ma'achale Shabbos? Forget nisht, which means you don't get fat on Shabbos. I don't know. Let's think. By a show of hands, does that work or not work? Right? So he says, right, not only does he quote the Medrash, and not only does he quote the Bnei Yisachar, but he says, I have here this historical case where they approach the Yismach Yisrael, and he says, eat whatever you want because you're not going to get fat on Shabbos.
But their whole eating on Shabbos is not even what they
have. Okay, but everything's relative. Everything's relative. Okay, and then he disagrees with that. He says, "Avabemes nira li shimi shumha lo ira sharei din mefurashu." We learned explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, "Sheadam sheachila mazekes lo shaz oneg hulo shelo lechol." Ein sarich lechol klat klal ukimat she'aser lo lechol shelo yitzdar b'Shabbos. Again, if food on Shabbos is a mazik for you, then not only do you not have to eat, but it might even be usher to eat because it negates that onik Shabbos. He says, "V'im kabbalah hi she'in ma'achali Shabbos mazikin." If that's true, that food on Shabbos can never be mazik you. Nimsa shalolam shalato nemar dinzed. Then what was the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Of course, food could be mazik you. Sharei lo something shema'achali Shabbos yaziku. So therefore, he disagrees. And he quotes Shulchan Aruch in that same and Simon Gimel. Shero kama chassidim v'anshei ma'isim shi'is anu b'Shabbos mitam zeh. That many chassidim would fast on Shabbos because of that reason. He says, what are you talking about? Of course, if they fast on Shabbos, that means that, right, she's anu b'chol yom v'achil b'Shabbos sarolos, because on Shabbos, the food is painful for them. Umivuar dafilu b'nei aliyah lo samchu al skula miyuchedes shema chali Shabbos. And therefore, says Rabbi Rappaport, that the b'nei aliyah are not somech on this kula, that calories don't count, and therefore they withhold and refrain from calorie if you're on a diet or whatever, even on Shabbos as well. So we've seen so far, right? We've seen the Shaul Chuvos or Letzion, who says that you have to eat. And if you don't eat that piece of cake, it's bittel onik Shabbos. You want something, on Shabbos you have to allow yourself to indulge in it. And if you don't, then that's a bittel of onik Shabbos. Rabbi Rappaport comes along and says, no, you're analyzing it entirely the wrong way. It's not about oneg versus mazik. It's oneg versus tsar. And maybe eating the food is going to cause you more tsar than not eating the food, and therefore you are allowed to refrain from it. Aye, what about the fact that calories don't count on Shabbos? So we saw he quoted first the Medrash, next the Bnei Yisachar. He quoted this Rabbanit who refused to throw food out. He quotes the Yismach Yisrael. And then he disagrees. He says, because we have halachos and Shulchan Aruch which talk about fasting on Shabbos, because it could be a mazik for you. And if you tell me that food on Shabbos can never be a mazik, then these halachos and Shulchan Aruch are superfluous. They're unnecessary, and that obviously can't be the case. And therefore, he does not buy into this notion, lo samchu al skula hamiyuchedes shema'achal Shabbos. He doesn't buy into this notion that calories don't count on Shabbos. And then he finishes off with two stories. One is interesting, the other is phenomenal, because I think the other one really captures it. He says here, "D'yisod zeh she'in ma'achal Shabbos mazikin lo lilamed al haklal kula yatzav yadua sipur." He tells the following story, which was said by Rav Yitzchak Yoel Raflovich Mikar Markomchuk. Pambi Yossi Bilubavitch. So he was once visiting, we'll see, it was the Rebbe Rashab. He's minenu, kineshluchim, right? He's minani lechol b'Shabbos kodesh b'beis admor harashab. He was invited to eat with the Rebbe Rashab. Besuda, when it came time for the meal, he gishu l'shulchan ma'achal ishonim. So they start bringing out, page 4, all of these delicious types of food. Ulam lo yacholti lechol mehem. He says, I couldn't eat them. Mishum shesavalti me'uchlus. What's uchlus? What is that? Ulcus. Ulcer. So he has an ulcer and he couldn't eat. Ve'aisi kol azman bidaita. And he was very careful about what he put in his mouth. Hivchin admor she'ineni ochel. So that Rebbe Rashab sees that he's not eating. Vishalani. And he asks me, madua incha ochel? What's wrong with you? You're a Yiddish. I was talking to someone the other day. They said, so the Shtiebel Minion always clowns around, that, right, I'm like real hardcore Litvish. But like, you know, when I go up there, I try to be a little Chassidish. So they said, you know, the whole thing is like I'm a Chassid in clothing, right? Like my Panemius is Chassidus. Someone the other day says, Rabbi, your Panemius is Chassidus, but we need your Chitzonius. We need your external to be a little more Chassidus. I said, yeah, I'm not, yeah, the Gartel, the Bekesha, it's not me yet. He goes, that's not what I'm talking about. He goes, if you're a Chassidish Rebbe, you need a little boich. He says, you don't have the look. He says, name me one skinny Chassidish Rebbe. He says, you don't fit the bill. He says that the Rebbe Rashab looks at him. He says, Matua in Chalichel, right? You gotta put on the boich a little bit. Anisia reyadua lechavod katsho shinani dietik. He says, I'm on a diet, I can't eat. Amr li admor. The Rebbe Rashab looked back at him and said, Machale Shabbos ain't a mazikin. What are you talking about? Ulcers? Eat on Shabbos, nothing bad's gonna happen. Kevan Shamarli Kach, once the Rebbe Rashab tells you to eat, Achalti Akol, I eat everything. Ubaruch Hashem. Hamachalim lo ezikuli, and Baruch Hashem, all my ulcers, all my, none of it bothered me. Vigam achar kach, lo yirgashti shum kev. He says, even afterwards, Sunday, he's still fine. So now, what happens next? Likrat Shabbos haba, comes next Shabbos, kasher yisi kvar bebeisi. Now he's home, and he feels so good about himself. Right, he already ate. He ate last Shabbos, no harm, no foul. So now he goes to his wife, Amarti Lishti, Bishabbos ochel hakol, honey, this Shabbos, put out everything, I'm going to eat hakol mikol kol. Mishum sheh Rebbe yamar li shemachalei Shabbos einu mizakim, because the Rebbe Rashab told me last Shabbos that nothing's going to harm me. Uvechein eincha tzricha lahazmin avuri machalei miyuchadim. You don't have to make anything special for me. Make the cholent, the kishkel, the liver, right, everything. The amnam, however, that's a capital Aleph. Ve'osa Shabbos, that Shabbos achalti esam achalim haragilim shekol b'nei b'mishpach achlu. I eat everything that everyone else at the table was eating. Ve'achar kach, hayuli ke'evim noraim. And afterwards, I was in an incredible amount of pain. Ad k'dei kach she'isi b'sakanas chayim amish. He says, it was sakanas nefashos. Kanireh. So what is his takeaway from this? Shadafka be'ez Shabbos Kodesh Admur Amar, that only when the Rebbe Rashab tells me I can eat. Aslo ho'il v'sulo. But on my own, then I'm going to get in pain. So what do you learn from that story? I'm not sure. It tells me the Rebbe Rashab had powers that I don't have. You go to the Rebbe every Shabbos. But here's the great story, because I think this is an important lesson. The Aldavar Zeb Misupar, he quotes in the Shmuos Visipurim. I don't know again who wrote that. She'arav, Rav Hillel, Miparich, Hitachsan Eitzel Echad B'Shabbos. He was with someone for Shabbos. V'ra'a she'baal ba'is eino ochal me'acham. And again, similar case. He sees the baal ba'is not eating. Shalos, so Rav Hillel, madua. Why aren't you eating? Anali, analoa baal ba'is, she'arofi masru alav. He says, my doctor said that I'm not allowed to. Amarlo, Rav Hillel, Achol al achriyusi. Right? It's on me. Eat a little bit, it's on my head. Viachol, so the person ate it. Ukshiratza lechol kaf shnia. Then the guy goes back for seconds. Amar of Hillel zekvar al achriyusa. Now it's on your head. Now it's on your head. Right? Why do I love that? Because that's the story of all of our lives, right? In other words, he's basically saying everything in moderation. Right?
Limit.
Chazal say you have to eat challah kibetza. No one told you you have to eat the entire loaf of challah. Chazal say that we're supposed to enjoy our Shabbos meals. No one told you you had to go back for seconds and thirds and fourths at Shabbos meals. Right? So I thought that was a great, don't be a glutton. So I thought that was a great story to kind of summarize it. Well, there are lots of problems with it, but yeah. So he says it's obviously by the Rebbe. I don't know. We'll ask Rabbi Mirzov. There's a skula by the Rebbe. It doesn't hurt. So anyway, so we saw the sugya today of whether calories count on Shabbos. Whether calories count on Shabbos. Whether you're allowed to diet on Shabbos. And obviously everything we discussed today would apply to vegetarians. It would apply to gluten-free diets. All of these can easily be extrapolated from the sugya that we saw today. Everyone have a great week.